This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Congressman, walk us through the relationship that is typical between the intelligence agency and the commander-in-chief. Is there someone within the intelligence agencies that are people who are undermining the president right now and leaking things?
Well, let me just say, I believe that over 99% of the people in the intelligence community are outstanding Americans. I think there were some problems in the leadership in the last administration with some of the people, such as with John Brennan. And I think that if I had to bet right now, I would say some of these key leaks that are coming out are coming from holdovers from the administration that may not be the CIA or the DIA or with the DNI. So they may be holdovers in the National Security Council, people who have access to some of this information. And believe me, I'm not against whistleblowers, but what's been leaked is not just embarrassing. That's one thing. But some of this, to me, seriously violates the law. Like, again, assuming that what the press report says are true about General Flynn and the fact that he was talking to the Russian embassy and that that was monitored, for that to be disclosed violates serious federal law. That if that is true, it was done with a FISA warrant, which is given in a secret court, the FISA court. We don't want the Russians to know what we're doing or what we're capable of doing. And it's very clear that if an American's name ever turns up, even his name, or certainly his voice, turns up on one of those wiretaps, that has to be masked or kept secret.
Right.
To have all of that made public is absolutely, that goes beyond whistleblowing. That is a shameful violation of the law.
Well, that's right. And we've...
Well, I think it's pretty clear what Peter King, a congressman, is reporting here on, and or at least responding to, from Maria Bartiromo from Fox News. You know, this is the point, you know, with Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, retired, that we had talked about earlier with Elizabeth McDonald on Fox Business News, is there's a lot to be looked at here. And I think, you know, this is why people are a little bit nervous here, because they may have opened something more than they intended to do this. This is the nature of shadow governments, or what do they call it, the deep state operation that's taking place, that's being referred to now. So you're going to hear more and more about the deep state. And these are ones in the background that are pulling the levers. Are they all Barack Obama former operatives? Or are they just part of the long-established bureaucracy? I mean, this is, I think, the reality of the world in which we live in. We chose a president to go against the bureaucracy that was in place, that has been sitting in place for decades. What did we think? We think it was an easy deal, that he would just walk in there, turn the tables upside down. I mentioned to you, I was in California, and Arnold Schwarzenegger took over Sacramento, supposedly. He thought he was going to take over Sacramento, found it real quick. That's not the way it works. You got politics. You've got politicians well entrenched, a bureaucracy that's well entrenched with, you know, career-minded people. I mean, think about it. Put yourself in their position. You've been working this job all along. You've learned the reindeer games. You learned the special handshake, and you didn't learn that right away. You had to invest and do your due diligence and pay your time. And as a result, you know, you got the songbook. You know, everything was doled out to you, one piece, one chapter at a time, to where you could finally be, you know, part of the establishment. And now somebody comes in and says, hey, we're going to blow all that up. Like, that's a happy day for everybody? Of course there's going to be pushback and at every turn. So this is not a slam dunk for President Trump or his administration. There are going to be casualties along the way. And what happened to Mike Flynn, sadly, because I would agree from what I know about Michael Flynn, certainly agree with the president, and say that that was a loss. And it's a big loss to this country that you have somebody of his ability and capacity that is shown the exit. That affects we the people, in my humble opinion. But we're going to have more of this And it's going to be quite an exposure that's coming in. And my question is, as I said before, the judge in the FISA court, what did he hear that that allowed him to make that decision to wiretap?
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So you're starting to figure out if this is going to happen, that we get America back on track. There's a lot of heavy lifting required. This is why everybody needs to be on deck for this. This is about the United States of America, not a Republican, Democratic, or independent sort of thing if this is going to happen. Welcome back. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Patrick Wood is with us right now, author, lecturer who has studied elite globalization policies since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. Patrick Wood, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to get your read on this deal. People had thought that this Michael Flynn story would be off and into the into the junkyard by now, but there's something there, and it has to do with I think some things that we're not considering, which is our Fourth Amendment right and what was done to Michael Flynn, what the FISA court and the judge, you know, what he made his decision to allow the government to go and wiretap a private citizen. What was he told to allow them to basically go on a fishing expedition, number one? And then, of course, we know number two is that information, which is illegal, it's absolutely criminal, was put out to the press. I mean, I hear anywhere from 6 to 9 sources were exposed to this information that was illegal for them to have.
Well, you know, we've been told for several years now, Bill, that all of the data collection by the various intelligence agencies of our country, whether it be the CIA, DHS, or the NSA, is all benevolent and benign, mm-hmm. and that they're only after data that has to do with terrorists, things like that. And, of course, it would never be used for, to spy on innocent citizens and go on fishing expeditions. Mm-hmm. By and large, everybody in the country and the world have believed that, including Congress in general.
Right.
And, now we know, we see a prime example of where that's bunk.
Right.
They will use information if they have it. If it's there, if they get their hands on it, it will be used against you in one way or another.
Exactly. And Michael Flynn, you would think, as Tony Schaefer said, being experienced that he was, should have known better. And, maybe because of how fast the Trump administration was moving, maybe he misspoke, whatever, got nervous, and then he lied about it. And once again, everybody can appreciate it's not about the offense, it's the lie that ends up getting you.
Well, it is. And, there's so many laws on the books right now that if the federal government wants to take you down, they can find something.
Right.
They can find some law that you've broken. What, maybe you spit on the sidewalk. But, you know, they'll find something to take you down. And what Flynn missed or forgot, maybe he just kind of wasn't really, you know, thinking about this at the time. Anything that goes to the cloud can and will be used against you. Right. That's the new rule. That's the new normal. And, you know, I just ran across an article. This is kind of related, but I ran across an article that asked the question, could your Fitbit data, that's the little health monitors you wear on your wrist, be used to deny you health insurance? Well, think about that for a minute, you
know? Exactly, right. Yeah.
Your health data is going to the cloud, it's being picked up, and then, of course, they start selling it to other people. Insurance companies are willing buyers, and they can make decisions like that. And, well, everything that goes to the cloud, that would be phone calls, emails, anything like that, is going to be used eventually against you. And Flynn got caught in that matrix.
And that's the new capital, isn't it? You know, all that information up in the cloud, not to mention, you know, we've known for a long time, and if you haven't, then let me bring you up to speed here. The economy of D.C. is rumors, and it's stuff just like this. This boy, goes a long way. Do you imagine what these people did in much the same way that, let's go back in Jimmy Carter's grandson, who captured that infamous video of Mitt Romney at that fundraiser, right? And that buried Mitt Romney.
Yes, it did.
And what was that? What was that worth? What was that worth to Jimmy Carter and his grandson?
That's right. I know these all of these little bombs that are being kind of thrown around right now. You know, these info bombs, I call them. You know,
yes.
You can't defend against them. When they leak out, they're really almost indefensible, and the damage is done once they're lobbed. Mm-hmm. And of course, I think the progressive left knows it, and I think the conservative side plays the same game with them.
But then it become a game of chicken here? Because Patrick, what I'm hearing people say to me, and they're going, Bill, if they knew this about Flynn, why is it we're still in the dark about Benghazi?
Well, of course, it's selective. It really is. It's just, what can you say? It's very selective, and it's very hypocritical.
Well, somehow, somebody's political capital is big enough to block all that information, right?
That's right. That's right. The people that are pulling the strings at the top have their own selective agenda, and they will use the system to manipulate people in the way that suits them.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key here is manipulation. This was something that was seen, by the way, the manipulative society was seen and forecasted as far back as the 1970s. And nobody really thought, oh, that couldn't happen here. And it's not going that way. But boy, I'll tell you, if you go back and read some of the more astute philosophers from the 1970s, you'll see they predicted this exactly.
Right.
That we will succumb to a manipulation. That is a purposeful manipulation by a technical global elite.
Yeah.
And they will call the shots with this manipulation.
Well, look what's happening with 1984. It's been born again, Patrick.
That's
that book is coming off the shelves. All of a sudden, people are waking up and going, wait a minute, this was written, you know, back then?
That's right.
You know, kind of deal. So to your point, you know, so there, you know, people are starting to revisit and going, wait a minute. And then you start to hear also a term that, I can't remember the writer that referred to it here a couple of weeks back, the deep state. You know, talking about that shadow government. You and I have talked about the shadow government. We talked about, you know, whether it's the Trilateral Commission and others that are pulling levers. But then you wonder, you go, how many ghosts are in the background here besides the ones that we know about?
Well, exactly. And you know, those people that are operating in the background, you never see them in public.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't present themselves to the public, so they're hard to spot.
But they're the ones that are printing T-shirts and getting guys and gals together to go in and rabble rouse and burn buildings and do all that, and somehow be able to do it without any kind of culpability. I mean, nobody gets arrested, or maybe one person gets arrested, but here it is, all this damage, over $1 million worth of damage at UC Berkeley, for example, and It's as if they did nothing. How does that happen?
Yep. No penalties and no consequences, apparently. But isn't this reminiscent of the 1960s as well? The police stood back then as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And let the protesters wreck everything.
Well, we're going to break. Patrick Wood is with us. More from Patrick on the other side. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage, or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming at you, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Our conversation with Patrick Wood continues. He is author of the book, The New International Economic Order. Also, Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2 that he co-wrote with Anthony C. Sutton. Patrick remains a leading expert on the elitist trilateral commission. Patrick, would kind of to tie a ribbon around this whole Michael Flynn deal, I think this thing's very dynamic and still breathing. They thought it was just going to come and go away and kind of end up on the ash heap. But this is really opening up something. And if it happened to any other president, it would probably go by the wayside. But Donald Trump is really taking on the establishment. And I don't know how far he goes with this, but this could open up something and create some unintended consequences here, couldn't it?
Well, I think it could. And, you know, if the treatment of Flynn is the new normal for Washington politics, a lot of other people are going to be in trouble as well. They've found, I believe that whoever's manipulating this has found a weak point. They don't want to let it go. They want to, if they can, to get to Trump, they want to continue to fan the flames on this particular man. Mm-hmm. So that they can get to other people within his administration and flame them out as well. So
kind
it's not
of ironic. Kind of,
I was just going to.
Yeah, I was going to say kind of ironic here, Patrick. The whole boogeyman has been this Russian complex thing, right? And you know, did the Russians have something to do with the election? And what kind of false influence they could have? And other leaders around the world be able to, you know, possibly hold information ransom when the Obama administration was laced with all kinds of stuff like this.
Totally, it's very selective at this point, and this is part of the Russia card and the China card have been at the center of. The strategy, if you will, the chessboard strategy that have been put forward by people like Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski. And it's a straw man, as far as most Americans are concerned, has absolutely no bearing on anything what Russia or China does.
Right.
Now, it does on the big scene. Obviously, China and Russia are very important countries. But as far as our national politics are concerned, they have absolutely nothing to do with it. And yet they're kind of presented as that continuous warfare, the continuous Cold War mantra that we have to be all frightened and scared of what Russia's going to do or China's going to do or whoever. And that's part of the manipulation that, that gets people worked up and they start, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Right.
It's crazy.
And then meanwhile, we have a new president who has been moving at the speed of light, but it's still not fast enough because the people are putting sticks in his spokes along the way and even suggesting with this, you know, this new term that's running around here, Patrick, the deep state, another shadow form of government that's out there that maybe even it's been suggested that former President Barack Obama is at the helm. He's the new Wizard of Oz on this whole thing.
Well, I think that's pretty evident at this point. He is a community organizer, let's face it.
Right.
He was a lousy president, but he is a wonderful community organizer. And he knows what to do. And he's working with people. The people he's working with still, even including members of the Trilateral Commission, like John Podesta, and George Soros isn't a member, but Soros money is floating around here like water.
Right.
They're using these resources and assets to turn the American people against the government. Now, this was exactly the thing that Barack Obama got upset with everybody before and called, you know, conservatives and patriots and stuff, that we were the new Islamic terrorist of the day. Mm. And because we were attacking the government. But now that the table is turned, he's attacking the government in the same way that he called us out for attacking the government before. We really weren't attacking it, but you understand what I'm saying.
Well, they were asking for accountability, Patrick. I mean, and they weren't talking about obliterating the government. What Barack Obama and his ilk and these different shadow governments are doing, they're talking about destroying this 200-plus-year great American experiment and blow it to kingdom come.
That's what they're trying to do. At this point, there's absolutely no doubt about it. And the American people, by and large, are still in the dark. I say it's time to stand up and be counted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we need to, whatever we need to do at this point, if it's a take to the streets, then we need to take to the streets, not in violence,
Right.
But we need to make our position known that the majority of this country.
We got to counter the move. I mean, it's like Donald Trump. Good for him. I mean, George W. Bush took it on the chin time and time again with the media. Donald Trump's not going to let that happen. I mean, he gave them 70 minutes of what have you about the way they were conducting business. And I think the takeaway for America to the media is do your job. Do what you're supposed to do. We do not need another arm of the Democrat or Republican Party. We need you to do your job, document history, hold people accountable so that we have a better government. Not your idea of a government, but their ideology has taken over. And I don't care what Dan Abrams or other people, I think they're so close to it, Patrick, they don't even see it. They are convinced. Some of these media, I mean, you get people at the upper level of the media and they're pulling levers and they get it clearly. They know exactly what they're doing. But these other minions that are following behind, they really believe, they want to do a good job and they really believe that, they're the saviors of the world.
Well, they do. And the old saying, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, is really applicable here in the media, I think in the media world, because When the media empires figured out that they had this power at their disposal, this kind of power, they said, hey, let's use it. You know, let's get in the fray and abandon our original, mantra or charter of just reporting the news as it is. Mm-hmm. And let's get in there and let's be change agents. Well, okay. We don't need any more change agents in this country at this point. Mm-hmm. We have a political system that used to work. It could work again. If all of these so-called self-appointed change agents would get out of the way, and that includes people like, Barack Obama and George Soros and the other, the rest of the global elite that are trying to take away our borders, take away our culture, basically just take away our Constitution as well.
Right.
These people don't have any right to do this. They have no public mandate. They have no public standing whatsoever. And yet they're exerting incredible influence in our society.
Well, this is what the 46% that voted for Trump, 46-47%, have to hold their ground. They got to stand their ground and see it for what it is. They got an idea. No doubt in November, I think the big revelation for them was, and the reason they came out in such numbers and even Democrats crossed over, is they really believed that Hillary Clinton, and that was the question we asked last week, Patrick. You imagine, here we are about 50 days into this new presidency, what Hillary Clinton would have done in this time?
I hate to think. We would all be reaching for the oars right now for our boat.
Right. And the thing is that if Hillary was in place, that would have meant that the Senate probably would have been on the side of the Democrats. I think the Republicans probably realistically could, would still hold the House, but it would have been a mess. And, there are some immediate things, executive order-wise, that she would have done and signed lickety-split, and boy, I'll tell you, we'd have been slip-sliding away faster than we thought even before. Patrick, you mentioned in one of your columns here about the Trilateral Commission member appointed to a key post. We got about a minute and a half. Tell our audience about Kenneth Juster, if you would.
Well, yeah, Kenneth Juster was appointed by Flynn originally, and I'm not sure if his appointment is in jeopardy because Flynn is getting bounced around.
Mm-hmm.
But another article came out, interestingly enough, in Wall Street Journal that said, kind of changed the narrative. It says President Trump picks Kenneth Juster for key international economic post. But he is a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's one of the very important, deeply connected members. And he is going to be in charge. He's going to have a permanent seat on the NSC, National Security Council, and he's going to be the guy that brings the international economic, information to the table. And that's very disturbing that this man would be brought, this particular guy would be brought in.
Obviously, there's more to understand about it, and they can go to your website, direct them accordingly, if you would, Patrick.
Absolutely. Technocracy.news. There's no .com on it. Technocracy.news. They can get the whole story.
Patrick Wood, author, lecturer, who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s. Patrick, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much, sir.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, now more than ever, you got to get involved in the conversation, all right, and know what you're talking about. We want to make sure that you have some depth to the things that you're sharing, that there's more depth than a bumper sticker, as we would say. Jenny Beth Martin, to this end, is with us. She's the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. And Jenny Beth, welcome to Bill Martinez live.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, Jenny Beth, I'd say right off the bat, if we ever needed the Tea Party Patriots, it is now. There needs to be, and I know that you've been very active, and the activists themselves, the TPP, has been activated as well, but we need more people to get off the couches, get off the sidelines, and understand that we're still fighting for freedom now more than ever. I mean, we've got to pause here, and we had a president, and I believe a November election, and I say stated because there's quite a statement that was made with the election of Donald Trump. People are confused. That's fine. Let them be confused. They'll go and be unraveled and do what they need to do. But those patriots that are ready to pick up whatever it takes to get this country back on track, we need you in the fight because we've got to offset all the propaganda that's being put out there. And it's not just about Donald Trump. It's about the very core of our country, isn't it?
It really is about the core of our country. And you're right. We need people who are involved in the Tea Party movement and people who support the agenda that President Trump ran on the contract with the American voter to step up and get involved now. Mm-hmm. And you're right also that we sent a very clear message with the elections in November. But we're seeing the left, the very radical element of the liberal left, stand up and do everything they can to resist President Trump and his agenda, and they're doing all they can to obstruct it. And we have to make sure that we continue to stand up and let members of Congress, whether they're Republican or Democrat, know what we want to see happen from Washington, D.C. When Donald Trump said, drain the swamp, that resonated with all of us. We want to see Washington, D.C. cleaned up. It's been for too long, Washington, D.C. has looked out for the special interest and not the interest of each and every American voter.
And Jenny Beth, I know that you're realistic about this, is that draining a swamp is not as simple as just pulling the plug. There is a lot to this. The bureaucracy, the elites, they have been, you know, allowed to have their way, with the American people, with the money that we've invested in our government for decades. And they're not going to let go of that easy. This is why the attacks on this president, the attacks on his NSA advisor, Michael Flynn, that they were successful in high-fiving themselves in the back rooms of their dungeons and their citadels of higher thought and elitism. You know, they're high-fiving, hey, we got rid of that guy, now let's see who else we can pick off now. And they'll do it at any means possible, including breaking the law. And this is the difference that clearly, you know, needs to be demarcated here, Jenny Beth Martin, between the Tea Party patriots and those of, you know, the George Soros ilk that are going to campuses, burning buildings, causing damage. I have never known of any Tea Party event to do any damage. I could be wrong. You could correct me. But what I have seen with this patriotic movement is they're about fortifying the government that was based on constitutional principles, and they have not gone to the point of destroying property as the other side has done.
No, in fact, it is so dramatically the opposite that it's almost comical. The left says they want to be like the Tea Party, and they're trying to start their own Tea Party. But I can tell you there's a huge difference in what they're doing and what we're doing. They're breaking the law. They're destroying property. They've been violent at some of their events. They have people speaking from the main stage, like Madonna, saying she dreams of the White House being blown up, and our people come to our events and bring trash bags to clean up after themselves. That's how the Tea Party protests. We make our voices heard, and then we make sure we respect the property that we did made our voices heard on. So it's a complete and total difference in the way that we think of protesting. And we have to continue to stand up. If they're out there making the news and getting on the news and saying they don't want to see Obamacare repealed, or they want to have open borders and don't care about whether we have what we do with illegal immigration in this country, and we're not standing up saying we want to secure our border, we want to repeal Obamacare, we want to see our budget balanced within 5 years, and we want the tax code reformed so it's simpler, fairer, and flatter for everyone. If we're not making our voices heard on this, they're the ones who are going to get through to Congress and plant seeds of doubt in the Republicans' minds and seeds of affirmation in the Democrats' minds. And we have to be out there making our voices heard just as loud.
And the same thing to consider here, Jenny Beth, is to understand that the media is in the tank. We're talking the mainstream media. I'm not talking all across the board here. But the mainstream, and you know who they are, these are the ones that have been in the tank for the Democratic Party, and they continue to promote their interest. No doubt about it, Donald Trump called them out, and rightfully so. So the message to those as Tea Party patriots and those that probably will be in the future involved, you know, they're patriots out there, and they're scratching their heads, and they hear this news. You cannot grow weary in doing good. It is a war that is being conducted right now on the American people, on Main Street America, and they have to do what the early revolutionaries did back then, Jenny Beth. They got to come together and forget about the propaganda and the news and the rumors and that they're hearing about, and knowing just like what happened in November. I think November was a perfect example. We heard that Hillary Clinton, 95%, you know, she was in. It was going to be a runaway. And what happened? Just the opposite. So there is something here at a groundswell level, which the Tea Party Patriots have invested in for a long time. And I just want to encourage you, Jenny Beth, I want you to know it's worth it. And, you know, and I want you to hear a voice that says, thank you to you and those activists who are involved. And I encourage other would-be activists to get involved on a cause that is about life and the future of our country.
Well, thank you so much, and you're absolutely right. And we do everything we can to make it easy for people to get involved and take action. Whether you can only take action 5 minutes a week, if you can only do that, we say call your senators. Mm-hmm. If you can do more than that, then we have different ways for people to be active, whether it's writing letters to the editor, writing letters to senators, showing up at offices, holding a rally or a protest, going to Washington, D.C., however much you can be involved and commit to the future of our country and take action on it, we will help you take that action.
Well, I like the email that you sent out to the activists urging the supporters along the same line. Take a different action each day as you can. Like, for example, I mean, today's Monday. So today's Messaging Monday. Tell us about that. We've got about 2 minutes left here, Jenny Beth.
So each week on Mondays, we're going to send out talking points and encourage people to write a couple of sentences that, in their own words, what they think for our talking points for the week. So this week, we're focusing on confirming Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court and on repealing Obamacare. And then use those sentences that you write to write an email to your members of Congress. On Tuesdays, we'll have Tweet It Tuesdays with a focus on social media, not just Twitter, but all social media. Wednesdays, it's Melt the Wires Wednesdays with phone calls to Capitol Hill. Thursdays, it's Take It to the Streets Thursdays. And Fridays, it's Freelance Fridays. No matter what your what level of involvement you can give, we have something for you to do. And we're asking everyone to take at least one action a week, just one action a week. That's how we've made a difference the last 8 years, and that's how we're going to continue to make a difference and to continue to win.
Jenny Beth, we're talking maybe 5-10 minutes, right?
Yes, it doesn't take much, 5 or 10 minutes.
I will say to people, some people might think, well, social media, and they get a little nervous about it. They see their kids doing this stuff, and, you know, they do it in the middle of the night. It's nothing. It's automatic for them, and maybe it may be new to you, but it's very simple and easy once you get the system down. But you got to start. You can't sit on the outside and be weary about it and nervous. Just get in, and like Jenny Beth says, pick a day. Just do one day. And if you do one day, you'll be surprised. We'll be talking a year from now. You go, Bill, I've been doing this every day. You know, Jenny Beth did this to me, and I'm so excited. Right?
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And they can go to teapartypatriots.org.
Perfect. You're reading my mind once again, Jenny Beth. This is scary what you're doing to me. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots, the co-founder. Jenny Beth, thank you so much. It's Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520.
866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we're getting there. We're moving in the right direction. Trajectory looks good, but we got to keep an eye on it and make sure we hold all things accountable to that end. Whatever it is that we're taking on, does it add or take away from getting America back on track? That's what you need to ask yourself, because there's plenty of information out there. Forget about the fake news. It's always going to exist. But you got to have your own filter and say, what is it, you know, in terms of the truth and getting the facts, and filter it through that proposition. Does it add or take away from getting our country back on track? I'm Bill Martinez, U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, retired Sergeant Sangari is with us, a CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement, LLC, and founder of the United Assyrian Appeal. My brother, how you doing?
Good, Bill, good. Good to be back again.
Hey, always good to be talking about, talking and getting an update with you. I mean, you see what's happening, and I know your heart is stretched, Sargas, with what we see happening with the Assyrians. And you're the founder of the United Assyrian Appeal, which we have supported on this radio show, and I thank our listeners for, you know, going to the website. We've got many listeners around the world who are praying Psalm 91, and that is a powerful prayer, and we're united in God's vision of safety and deliverance for those Assyrians that continue to fight the good fight.
Oh, thank you very much, Bill. I'll tell you what, it's not always about the money. It is about the prayers and the support network. So, and this is where you build your friendships, you know. This is where you understand that your friends are standing by you during the tough times. So you can stand by them when they're having their difficult issues. So Psalm 91 has been tweeted over and over again, has been very helpful to us. Our folks, Assyrian Christians, are going through a very difficult time right now. They're being absolutely harassed by both the Sunni Muslim Kurds and the Shia of Iraq as they're jockeying for those lands. After the Mosul fight, you might see the Shia and the Kurds fight each other. So we're stuck in between. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we're talking an area of land, ancient Mesopotamia there in the Nineveh province, in the plains there, that at one time held 1.3 million Christians. Now, what, maybe 200,000 remaining?
Yes, and what's left of them is that their houses were 100% looted, 100% looted, 40% destroyed inside and out, 75% burned inside and out. And now the UN has issued a contract with the Baghdad government for the Baghdad government to make money to go in and clean up these areas, not to the benefit of the Christian Assyrians, but pretty much eradicate the fact that there was a genocide that took place against the Assyrians.
Right.
Because the same UN that is contracting them to do that is not even supporting the recognition of the Assyrian genocide.
Right. And this is what people, you know, we've been sharing on this show, Sargis, that, you know, why the UN is misserving, you know, the refugees here, particularly the Christians. Those are the ones that are the most persecuted. And what, 98% of the last refugees that came in under the Obama administration were Muslims. And you're going, well, the Christians are the ones that are getting pulverized. They're the ones you would think would have the priority in terms of persecution status. But yet we have more Muslims coming into the country. I'm not going to talk necessarily about the makeup deal because we've talked about that ad nauseum in terms of the young men, more young men coming, which doesn't make sense. It's not about families. You know, it's diabolical, which, you know, Assad himself even said, hey, look, at they're going to infiltrate those refugee camps. And, you know, so he even spoke of the infiltration. So with Donald Trump saying, hey, look, at we need to get a handle on this. I think it's reasonable to let's hit the pause button and let's consider particularly the seven nations that the Obama administration had put under scrutiny and said, look, at these are failed or failing governments that we can't communicate with. We can't verify the information. And somehow we're relying totally on the United Nations. And there's been an argument and a conversation about the United Nations' ability to even vet these refugees.
The staff that works at the UN, there's no Christian representation in those staffs. And if you're a Christian and your visa gets denied, they don't even have to give you a reason why they're denying it. One of the things that bothered us in the NEC was that we looked at the debate that took place basically between the lawyers and the judges. It was absolutely awful on both sides. It made no sense. So what we wrote on the NEC site was 9 major facts that are affecting that have been an issue of the last 30 years of failed foreign policy. And they were really, what we looked at was the fact that ISIS has infiltrated refugee camps in Germany and elsewhere. That they have gone, that we have arrested literally ISIS fighters in these refugee camps, that they've used the fake International Office Migration, IOM papers, to gain entries into European nations and infiltrate into the refugee camps. Even the fact that we've actually had individuals who were captured by ISIS have seen the people who captured them in the refugee camps.
Right.
And ISIS has said that we're going to use the refugee process to infiltrate the United States. So the common sense value has to be applied to what is happening. And I think sometimes what happens, the lawyers and judges get involved in this game, and they think their argument is much more important than the security of the nation. That is what happens.
And your supporting argument with rhetoric that was put out on the campaign trail? I mean, how is that legal? I mean, how is that even, you know, does that even make sense? When you've got, you know, you just gave a couple points here. You're not even, and you hadn't even touched on the fact that ISIS not only has the ability to make passports, they are making passports.
Correct. They are making passports.
Right.
They're making drones themselves and using those drones in combat operations so they can make passports. The one other thing that the ISIS does, and I think this is very important, it's not just this one piece of our system that has to be fixed. We need to relook at the entire visa process. One of the examples is the H-1B visas. Mm-hmm. When we were giving away H-1B visas was because we are not generating educated people who could take specialty jobs that we need for our scientists, physicists, and people who are actually literally running our future technologies. So what we've done, we've sucked those talents from the rest of the world. Those individuals have now gone back, and ISIS targets those individuals' families.
Yes.
As an example, if you're a person in India who worked at the nuclear facility in Alabama, they go after your family there, and they say, you tell us what the weak points are in that Alabama facility. So when ISIS sends a spy-man operational cell plus supervisor into the United States, they have one of those individuals maybe go through the process, get hired as a security, and now he knows exactly where the failing piece is in the nuclear facility that we have because they put the pressure on those scientists that have gone back. So if a shooting war begins, guess what? All they have to do is just devastate our infrastructure. It took 19 people, Bill, to change how the entire planet conducts future wars, and those were the 19 who attacked our Twin Towers. What do you think is going to happen in the next war? Those five man elements that are already in your country, those sleeper cells that are coming in because you're not putting a wall up, and it's not just a physical barrier wall, but a wall around these institutions and systems, then you're going to be in trouble. You're not going to win the next war.
Yeah, I mean, let's just even consider the basic system of following the law. I mean, you know, enact the law. You know, the president says extreme vetting. I say, well, heck with extreme. How about just vetting? You know, why does it have to be extreme? Why do we have to deal in the hyperbole? We have laws. Just follow the laws. I mean, there's some things that are goofy that have to be worked out. There's no doubt about it, where you have families that are being torn apart because our goofy government said, oh, well, if you're born in the United States, you're a citizen. Well, what the heck did you think was going to happen? You're going to have kids who are citizens, their parents who are not, because they didn't bother to go in and get in line and do it the legal way. And so now here we are at this crossroads, and we've got parents being torn away from their children. And the thing is, it's really difficult on this, Sergeant, and I think about it, being of Hispanic descent, and a bit, you know, I'm a second generation, immigrant here in this country. So my grandparents came in, and so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not up for deportation here. But if I was, and you know, I have a minimal command of the Spanish language, and if they said, hey, you're at the border, go find, I have no picking idea where to land. And I imagine some people that have been out of Mexico for 20 years, where are they going to land? Where are they going to find a home and people that they know? You know, I think it's just a very difficult situation that our government officials have done and have perpetrated on Hispanics and on undocumented aliens in this country. And it's a huge deal, but they're going to have to bite the bullet at some point. They're going to have to filter out some of the bad players, clearly, but they've got some making up to do here. And this has to be addressed because of, you know, we're talking real people in real lives here. We're just not talking about, people that, you know, on one hand broke the law, but you know what? America was complicit in that. We're guilty. We participated in it. I mean, we already had somebody trying to, you know, become a cabinet member, and supposedly he claims that he didn't know the person was illegal, but he hired that person now, so he, you know, that's one of the reasons why he wasn't able to be confirmed. So he resigns from the opportunity, right?
30 years of foreign policy, Bill, and now those chickens are coming home to roost, and it's reflecting in what's happening into our country in Europe.
Well, we got to we got to reconcile this at some point, Sargas, and it's only going to get more and more complicated. And this is all, you know, I mean, this is unfairly, it's all on Donald Trump's shoulders. And this is where I say it's heavy lifting, and it's going to require all of us to get involved with it. Sergeant Sangari, as always, Colonel, good to have you with us. I appreciate it. Be safe, okay?
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Maybe not today.